Very happy to be joined by the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Hugh, first of all, congratulations and welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
What made you choose the Cleveland Browns?
You know, it was a tremendous interview with Jimmy and Dee and Paul and Sashi. We met in Cincinnati. They came back. We met again in Cincinnati. And their vision, the passion, the fans, everything that we talked about the organization and the process that we wanted to go through to get this team back to where we felt it needed to be, fit me to a T. So I thought it was the right fit for me.
So what do you think about this vision? Because it is interesting with Sashi Brown and Paul DePodesta working for Jimmy Haslam now alongside you to make a winner here.
Absolutely.
And what did you find intriguing about
that? Well, the thing is, I think we want to be on the cutting edge. You know, everybody's talking about analytics, and I've really embraced that being in Cincinnati. There's a part of that that we did this past year. And I think the league is moving to that. There's all kind of different areas that deal in analytics that can help your football team win. And again, you're talking about Sashi and Paul, who's one of the best in the world at it. We're talking about some guys who do it extremely well, that have some ideas. And it's just a piece. Again, I think everybody's got to understand it's just a piece that can help us win. And I think that's the most important part.
You were a head coach before in the National Football League with the Oakland Raiders, brought them to the best record they had seen in quite some time. What did you learn in that season that you're so excited to apply this time around as a head coach?
You know, it's interesting because I don't think anybody's ever ready for that first time. I think when you go through that process, it's tough. You know, it's a grind. So I learned that it is a grind. It's a marathon, and you have to work through it, and you have to be supported by great people, and that's what's here. And that's what I've learned over the course of this interview. That's what I learned on the course of walking in here in this building for the first time. What a tremendous welcoming committee that I walked into.
That's great.
There's nothing like that.
When you go from that being the head coach, then you come back in the league, you're in Cincinnati. What did you learn in that time frame working with Marvin Lewis, who I know you hold in very high regard, to become a head coach that you wanted to apply?
You know, just watching him daily, you know, my first experience coming back is I worked on defense, which really helped prepare me to be a better offensive coach. You know, I was with Mike Zimmer, who's now the head coach at Minnesota. He taught me so many different things on how to really understand defense. And then every day watching Marvin, you know, kind of sitting at his knee and observing him deal with the team, deal with adversity, how to handle the good times and the bad times, but really stay consistent and really build a consistent winner.
So you've coached for the Bengals. You have been the quarterback's coach in Baltimore with Joe Flacco. You have game planned to successfully defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know this division as well as anybody out there. Do you think that that's a big asset and something that you're excited to stay in this division that you know so well?
There's no question. I mean, I don't have to start over that way. I know exactly what these teams are and how they're built, exactly what they're trying to accomplish week in and week out within this division. And I think that is an advantage to us. But at the same time, we got to become the best that we can become in order to